reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 23rd verse and the 34th verse, found on page 4. Would you please stand as we read? Let us read. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts today, thanking you for such a beautiful day, in spite of the rain and the cold. Lord, we are so grateful that you bless us to be able to assemble here in 2019. Father, we pray, Lord, that your word will come forth sharper than any two-edged sword, and it would not fall on deaf ears. Father, let us hear what the Spirit has to say to us today. Help me to let go and let God, and that you would be glorified in all that I do and say, and let your anointing be upon me, the anointing that makes preaching easy. And we pray for any soul that is here that do not know you in the pardon of their sins, that they will come crying, saying, I yield, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray, amen. You may be seated. Someone asked me last week, what did I say about the gold and the black? And my response was, the choir had on all white and their purple last Sunday, the last Sunday of the month. Should say of the year. And Reverend James and I had on black and gold. And I said that the black represented all that we have endured in 2018. And the gold bars that was on my blouse was the sun rising that was creeping through the clouds, that there is a bright side somewhere. And then the gold blouse that Reverend James was wearing represented there is a ray of sunlight and it's bursting forth that God has brought us through. We have come a mighty long way. God has smiled on us and 2018, and blessed us to see 2019. We had our ups and our downs, but we did not stay in the valley, because Isaiah 54:17 says that there are no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Isaiah 45:24. We are in the last year of a decade, and the names that are listed that you see in your bulletin is just a reminder how good God is. Yes. From to that, I know all the names are not listed here, and so don't get upset with Sister Linda or me. We tried to go back and put as many names as possible from the year of 2000 to the year of 2008. And the Lord had placed on my heart some time ago to just sit down and write the names of all of those that you have eulogized. And when I was being interviewed by Dr. Cheers, he asked me that question. I said, something that you should ask me that question, because the Holy Spirit had laid it on my heart to write those names down. And so when you look through this and you see the cross, one, two, or three, that is how God has used me. But some are not on there, I noticed, but that's okay. God continued to use me. And I know that there are a lot of preachers in their lifetime that have not done these many eulogies. Praise God. If we love God, then we will serve others, is our theme for 2019. But you cannot say you love God and have aught against your brother. You are living and doing just the opposite of what God wants his children to do. We must forgive others regardless of what they have done in the past and love them. Those who turn against us, we pray for them and love them anyhow. But we are an organization, and we do have rules and regulations that we have to abide by. And we have to give an account of the leaders. And so I just want to take this time now to thank our trustees again for everything that they have done for us in 2018. And I know when all of this was over with, people start hating on them. This is not right. When things are tough, we have a tendency to stay on our knees and call out to the Lord, but when we get over that hump and start coming out the valley, we turn. Not only in the church, in our home setting, on the job, or wherever organization you are dealing with, you turn. But still in all, we must learn to forgive and never bid the devil Godspeed. Everything that Jesus endured while he was here on earth, and when he went to the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So when people have a tendency to turn against you, learn to pray for them because they do not know what they are doing. They might think they do, but they really don't. Because the Bible says, "Touch not my anointed." In obedience to his Father, Jesus laid aside his royal kingly robe and became flesh and lived among us. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John 1:11. He came and brought grace and truth, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. His Father loved us so much that he gave his only Son to become the sacrificial lamb for the world. He did the Father's will all the way to the cross. We start out doing the Father's will, but then we take two steps to the side before he pulls us back in. He did not deviate from the Father's plan. He completed his assignment, even death to the cross. My Lord was placed between two criminals while soldiers and people mocked him. The shame and abuse he suffered did not hinder his mission. For at the end, he was able to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What an example for those who loved him shall follow. Living each day, learning to love and forgive others. Before Jesus went to Calvary and made such a profound statement on the cross, he was led from judgment hall to judgment hall and never tried to defend himself. He was being led by a sheep to the slaughter. Pilate could not make a decision, so he let the people decide. They favor Barabbas, a thief, over Jesus. The crowd screamed out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! For we have no king but Caesar." Pilate, fearing the people, gave the orders to have Jesus crucified. And he knew within his heart that he found no crime our Savior had committed to be nailed to the cross. This was the death of someone outside of Roman empire and a traitor or thieves. Jesus was scorned, and the soldiers amused themselves with their cruel horseplay. They mocked him as being a king, and he never said a word because he was true, a true word, and his actions spoke for it. See, that's one thing about it. When people say things about you and against you, keep your mouth closed. God will fight your battle. People read into the word, but they did not comprehend it, so they interpret it wrong. How often do we interpret one's actions to mean one thing and we are totally wrong? Sometimes people say things to me, I look at them and say, okay, that's what you say, but I know the truth. That wasn't right. When you have walked with Jesus, there is a love so compassionate for those who mistreat you. You can stand and face your enemies and look them straight in their eyes and say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." If you don't forgive, you are in prison to that person because you cannot get that person out of your mind. If you forgive and love and pray for an individual, and their heart does not change towards you, you do not have to have a relationship with that person. True forgiveness can only come from the Lord. Joseph forgave his brothers for selling him as a slave into Egypt. He named one of his sons Manasseh. The meaning, making to forget. We have to learn to forget. What a powerful statement. It is one we all should embrace as we travel along this Christian's journey. As Jesus was led up Calvary, carrying an old rugged cross, he fell several times, and a soldier ordered Simon of Cyrene to help Jesus. See, we all need a little help one time or another. And when we are down in the valley, Jesus is there to lift us up. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Jesus can pick up the pieces if you just stand and trust him. Jesus trusts the Father, and regardless of what earthly men called him, he knew who he was. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Roman soldiers placed a sign above his head and upon the cross, calling him King of the Jews. See, sometimes we get upset when people call us names, but they called Jesus names. They mocked him. We mocked each other. We get mad. We get up and walk out. And then when it's turned on you, you get upset. If you're going to dish it out, be able to take it. This was Roma's point of view of who Jesus was. It was mockery of both Christ and the Jews. From God's point of view, it was truth. Whatever is truth, the enemy will twist it to benefit their needs. We need to have a discerning spirit. If we had a discerning spirit, we wouldn't believe all the garbage that we hear. We'd rather believe a lie than the truth. As Jesus was on his way to the cross up Calvary, there were many in the crowd who were on his side. As they wept for him, Jesus said to the women who lamented over him as he was going to be crucified, he addressed them as daughters of Jerusalem, to not lament over him, but the future of a time of a great distress of Jerusalem, because there will come a time that you will be crying. Their weeping was misplaced. The loss was not his, but the nation, for in the days ahead, Israel will suffer greatly. As my Savior continued up the road to Golgotha, the crowd followed him. Some were shouting and some lamenting over Jesus. How quickly do we forget the Lord's grace and mercy towards us when we did not deserve it? How he provided for us when we lived from paycheck to paycheck and barely had enough money to pay the rent and gas to get back and forth to work. But I know that my God is an awesome God. Those of you who are receiving government checks or whatever, just hold on and trust God, because a change is coming. Our Lord always supplies just what we need. But when all is well, how quickly do we forget to praise and thank him for every little thing? We are no better off than some who turned their back on Jesus at the cross. My Savior was nailed between two thieves, and as he was crucified, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It takes a powerful, loving, merciful, compassionate, trusting person to do what Jesus did for the world. He came to heal the brokenhearted, give sight to the blind, set the captives free. His love for us gave him the will to go to the cross, and he left a legacy to show us how to love and treat each other. But some of us still don't know how to do that. Love one another as I have loved you. John 15:12, is one of the Lord's commandments for the world to follow. Regardless of what someone might say or do, learn to love. Look to Jesus and follow his example and say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The crowd mocked Jesus. The rulers wanted a religious leader, but without a divine Christ crucified who was willing to die for their sins. Soldiers gambled at the foot of the cross for his garment. They mocked him, saying, "He saved others. Let him come down and save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." How often have we heard people say, "Well, you're supposed to be this, and you're supposed to be that. Why don't you take care of it?" But we learn to be silent. We learn to love and forget. We may not have been there and gambled at his feet and mocked my Savior, but too many are just as guilty. For we gamble with our lives and how we treat God's temple. How we accept the world instead of separating ourselves from foolish things that we see occurring in the church as well as in the world. We mocked our Lord when we do these things. We might as well have been in the crowd crying, "Crucify him, crucify him." My Savior, nailed to the cross, looked over the crowd. He saw an angry mob, including religious leaders. Those who choose to remain silent feared for their lives. He looked at those who mocked him, lied on him, and just went around and alone with the crowd. Too often we do that. We go along with the crowd because we don't want to be an outcast. Those who were part of his inner circle was not at the cross. He was smiled upon and was stabbed in his back. Betrayed. One of those who promised that he would never deny him did just the opposite. When we are silent, we are just as guilty as those who cried out, "Crucify him." Some of you have endured the same, but was nailed to the cross over and over by so-called friends. It was done out of ignorance. When we think of Stephen in Acts, the 7th chapter, verses 59 through 60, those whom martyred him, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he said this, he died. William Barclay said that Christians' forgiveness is an amazing thing. When the unforgiven spirit is threatened to turn our hearts to bitterness, let us hear again our Lord asking forgiveness for those who crucified him and his servant, Paul, saying to his friends, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you," Ephesians 4:32. Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor and stoic saint, used to say to himself every morning, "Today you will meet all kinds of unpleasant people. They will hurt you and injure you and insult you. But you cannot live like that. You know better, for you are a man in whom the Spirit of God dwells. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, you will be entirely different." Others may have in their hearts the unforgiving spirit. Others may sin in ignorance, but we know better. We are Christ's men and women, and we must forgive as he forgave us. When Jesus went to the cross and he hung high and he looked and bowed his head, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But thanks be to God, he did not stay up on the cross, but early Sunday morning, he got up. And that's our hope, that we will rise again one day and we too will have eternal life. One day in the sweet by and by, in that great getting up morning, he say, "Fairly well, fairly well." When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we can sing and shout the victory. When I get to heaven, church, I'm going to put on my long white robe. It's going to be longer than this and whiter than this. I'm going to put on my golden slippers. It's going to be more gold than what I got on right now. And I'm going to shout around heaven all day. I want to sit at his feet and say, "Thank you, Jesus. for you brought me from a mighty long way. I don't have to look back and wonder how I made it over, because I know it was the grace of God that brought me to 2019. And I thank God for loving me so much. And I thank God for you and all the saints that have gone on before. For there are some difficult days ahead of us, but that's all right. We will overcome, and we will rise and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in 2019. We're going to learn to love God and serve others. If you love God from the depths of your heart, you will learn how to serve others. May God bless you and keep you. He's a great God and so worthy to be praised. There may be someone here today who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, or you may be looking for a church home. You can come as a candidate for baptism by letter of Christian Experience, or if you're just here visiting and said, I just want to come under watch care, the door is open. For Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice, let him come and sup with me. Because we just thank God. Would there be one? Now is the time of salvation. Let's start the year off right. We need to lift them up before the Lord this year, that they will come to love the Lord before it's too late.
Church, say amen this morning. Let's give God some praise. He's a wonderful God. And I'll let my sister tell you why she's here today.
To make Antioch Baptist Church my home. Amen. Sister Blundell.
Praise the Lord. She wants to join. God is a good God. All the time. God bless you, my sister. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We give God the glory and praise for the one that has come forth. They will get the information from you after church. Amen. Amen. Let us get ready for communion. As we prepare our hearts for the Eucharist. We do have an open table. If you've been baptized and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're welcome to partake. Let us prepare our hearts. And as we think about the love of God and how he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son who went for the cross in order that we may have a right to the tree of life, who shed his blood on Calvary, we're going to ask Reverend James that she would bless these elements.
Gracious and loving God, Lord, we thank you for giving us these ordinances, Father God, that they be done in your church, Father, in remembrance of you. And Father God, we want to each examine ourselves right now. And Lord, anything that's on our hearts that's unlike you, Lord, Father God. Lord, we just confess that right now. Because, Lord, you mean so much to us. You are everything to us. We thank you, Lord, for the bread, which is your body, and the wine, Father God, which is symbolic of your blood. Thank you, Lord, as we come to the table. Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, as you were with your disciples in the upper room. Father God, bless each and every member, Lord, as they recount why we do this. It's all about what you've done for us. And we thank you so much, Father God, as we partake of this communion in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen.